Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today's the big day when Lum and Abner plan to take off in their rocket ship for their fabulous trip to Mars. They've given up hope of receiving financial aid from Professor Sloan's wealthy friend in Little Rock, and they're depending upon the money they expect to make as a result of this expedition to pay all their bills. Meanwhile, Squire Skimp is speeding toward Pine Ridge with a certain Mr. Corey he met in the depot at Little Rock. As we look in on the little community today, we find a crowd gathered around the rocket ship, and we see Lum searching for Abner. Listen.
Abner? Abner! Where about you at, Abner?
Here I am, Lum.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Granny's a spirit, I'd lost you. Is everything all loaded in the rocket ship?
Yeah, I think so. Me and Cedric got it all packed in the back end there.
The box of vittles, too?
Oh, yeah, got everything. Wait a minute, I know something I forgot. Something important. I better run back over the store and get them, too.
Now, wait a minute, come back here. What is it you forgot?
My overshoes.
Overshoes?
Yes, sir, that's the last thing Elizabeth said to me. Don't forget your overshoes. I'll be right back.
Now, come back here, Abner. You ain't going after no overshoes.
Now, Lum, Elizabeth would skin me alive if I went off without them. She said it might be awful muddy up there, and she's afraid I'd catch cold or something.
I don't care if it is muddy. We ain't got time for no such fall-or-all as that.
Well, Lum, it'll just take me about 3 minutes.
I don't care if it just takes you 1 minute. You ain't leaving here till we take off.
Oh, my.
Fact is, I believe you better get in the rocket ship right now.
Well, I believe I got time to get them, Lum. Professor Sloan is still getting all them scientific instruments all set for the trip.
Well, he's got that done by now. I just checked with him a minute ago.
Yeah, well, I believe maybe we ought to wait a little longer anyway and see if that rich friend of the professor's from Little Rock shows up. You know, that and it's going to invest in the corporation.
Well, if I thought there was a chance in the world of hearing from him, I would wait. But I know he'll never show up.
Well, how do you know he won't?
Because he never even answered that telegram that the professor sent him yesterday.
Oh.
If he was interested in making an invest in this thing, he'd have heard from him by now. Now, go on and get in the rocket ship and wait there till we're ready to go.
Well, Lum, I think...
Abner, go on and do as I say.
Well, all right. I still think I ought to go back and get them overshoes on.
Well, it's bad luck to go back after something once you leave. Now, go get in the ship and stay there and hurry up.
I'm hurrying, dead blame it. All it has to boss me around.
And like stop that mumbling. Hey, Cedric. Cedric.
Yes, Mom? What is you want, Mr. Lum?
Have you saw Mousie anywhere?
Oh, yes, Mom. Yeah, he's standing over there near the front of the rocket ship. See him there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I better get over there. He's going to take some Kodak pictures of me.
Oh, wait a second, Mr. Lum. Tell me again exactly what I'm supposed to do on this dynamite thing.
I've done told you 1,000 or 100 times, Cedric. Soon as I get inside the rocket ship, I'll give you a signal, and then you just pull that switch in that box with the wires in it, and that catches off the dynamite.
Yes, Mom. But do I pull the switch to the left or to the right?
To the left. Now, try to recollect that.
Yes, Mom, to the left. Lum! Hey, Lum! Oh, look, yonder, there's Mr. Squire.
Squire? Well, I do know. Reckon when he got back in town.
I don't know if he's got some feller with him there.
Hey, Lum, just a second, Lum. I want to talk to you.
I thought you was in Washington, Squire.
Well, I got all that work cleaned up. Lum, I want you to meet a very dear friend of mine. Mr. Edwards, this is Mr. Corey.
How you do, Mr. Corey? I'm pleased to meet you,
Mr. Edwards.
You fellas got here just in time to see the rocket ship take off.
Yes, well, now, Lum, before you get started, I'd like to have a word with you.
Well, I ain't got time now, Squire. Fact is, I got to rush over there and get my picture took right now. I'll see you when I get back from Mars. Glad to meet you, Mr. Corey.
Just a minute now, Lum. Will you excuse me a moment, Mr. Corey? I'd better catch him, I believe.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. You say he's the president of the Mars Expedition Corporation?
Yes, that's right. I'll be right back, Mr. Corey.
Fine.
Lum, wait just a minute, Lum.
I told you I ain't got time to talk now, Squire.
Lum, just a minute now. Hold still. This is important. Lum, now listen to me. If you and Abner take off now, you'll ruin everything. You see, this fellow with me is a sucker that I found, or I mean, he's a big financier from Little Rock.
I don't care what he is, Squire. I got to get my picture took right
Look,
now.
Now, Lum, don't you want our little corporation to be a financial success?
Oh, I get it. Now that you see we're actually going to make this trip, you want to get back into the corporation.
Nope, Lum.
I see.
Lum, it isn't that at all.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You pulled out and left us with all them bills to pay because you figured we'd never be able to get to Mars and make a success out of this expedition.
Listen, Lum, I know definitely that you'll never get to Mars. And that's why I say you'll ruin everything if you try it now. You see, this Mr. Core...
I don't want to even talk to you. You got yourself out of the corporation, and I, Grannies, you're going to stay out of it.
Oh, man.
Hey, Mousy. Mousy, get your Kodak ready. I'm all set for them pictures.
Man, if that don't beat all, let me think now. Cedric, just a minute. Cedric, my boy. Come here a minute.
Yes, ma'am. What is it you want, Mr. Squire?
Cedric, do you happen to know where Lum keeps those shares of stock, the stock in the Mars Expedition Corporation?
No, Mom, I don't know where he keeps them at.
You don't know?
No, but I got a whole batch of them here myself in my pocket here.
You have?
Yes, Mom, I was supposed to sell them, but I couldn't sell them to nobody.
That's all I want. In that case, you better just turn all those over to me, Cedric.
Well, I don't know if Mr. Lum would want me to do that or not.
No, I just checked with Lum, and he instructed me to take over all the unsold shares of stock.
Oh, well, that's different, then, if he said that.
Yes.
Here you are. Here's all I got. You can have more.
No, we're fine, fine. Yes, that's good. You're a smart boy, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. I believe I am, too, I think.
Well, I'll see you later, then, Cedric.
Yes,
goodbye.
Mom. Yes, Mom.
Well, I'm sorry I kept you waiting, Mr. Corey, but I think I've got everything all lined up for you now.
That's fine, Mr. Skimp. You don't know how much help you're being to me.
Oh, cut. Always glad to go out of my way to do a favor for a fellow financier. I suggest, Mr. Corey, that we go to my office away from all this noise and dust, and we can transact our business there.
Well, that sounds good, but I'd like to stay here and see this rocket ship take off.
I just found out there may be a delay, some mechanical difficulties. We can wind up our business and be back here long before they're ready to leave.
Well, I think I ought to talk to the president of the corporation before we go any farther.
President. That's something that I want to talk to you about. You see, it's true that Mr. Edwards is the president, but actually he has very little to do with the corporation.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, you see, you know how those astronomers are. No business sense at all. I've had to do the whole thing by myself. Organize the corporation, sell the stocks, handle all the business. In fact, I do everything.
Oh, well, that's different then. I guess you're the one I want to do business with.
Yes, no doubt about it.
Cedric, are you all set with that dynamite switch?
Yes, Mom.
Wait a minute, Mr. Skimp. That sounds like they're ready to go.
No, they're just testing. Just testing.
I don't think so. Let's wait a minute and see.
Now come along with me now. We better go on over to my office. There's several matters that we'll have to go into quite thoroughly, I believe.
Hey, Mr. Lum. Come here a second, Mr. Lum. There's something I want to ask you.
Well, what is it, Cedric?
It's about the switch. Which way do I turn it, to the left or to the right?
For goodness sakes. Ain't you got that straight in your head yet? Well, wait. Here's Mousy. He'll help you recollect it, won't you, Mousy?
Yes, sir. I'll be glad to, Lum.
Good. Well, I reckon this is goodbye, fellas.
Well, I hope you have a nice trip, Lum.
Well, whereabouts is Mr. Abner at?
Oh, I already told him to get in the rocket ship. He's all set to go.
Well, say goodbye to him for me.
Yeah, I will, Mousy. Well, goodbye, fellas. Better go get on board, I reckon.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget to send me a postcard, Mr. Lum.
And send me one, too, Lum.
Yeah, I will. Send both of you one. So long.
Yeah, so long, Lum.
So long, Mr. Lum. Boy, I wish I was going along. I ain't never been to Mars.
Oh, me neither, Cedric.
Let's see now. All I have to do here is turn this switch to the, turn it to, Which way did he say now, the left or to the right?
Oh, I don't believe I remember. It's one of those, though. Hey, Lum. How long? Come here just a minute.
Huh?
Come here just a minute, Lum.
For goodness sake, now what's the trouble?
Well, sir, we can't remember which way to turn the switch.
Aye, Granny's. Two grown fellers can't recollect a simple thing like that. Look, I'll show you how to do it once, and then maybe you can recollect it. Just take the switch and turn it this way. Goodness, what have I done?
Oh, gee.
rocket ship, Mr. Long?
Well, who cares about the ship? Whereabouts is Abner?
I've killed him. That's what I've done. I've killed Abner.
Where, Long, you world. Idiot. I told you not to do it.
Get away, Squire. Oh, why didn't I listen to Abner? Or to wait at that fellow from Little Rock like Abner warned me to.
From Little Rock?
Oh, why did I do it? Poor Abner, I've killed him. I know it's what I've done.
Just a minute,
my partner, my best friend.
Long, just a minute. Control yourself. Who was this man from Little Rock?
Oh, I don't know. Some friend of Professor Sloan's. He's going to invest in the corporation, too. Oh, Abner, I never meant to do it.
For the land's sake, Long, this is a man you're waiting for. This Mr. Corey.
Well, you're not quite right, Mr. Skinner. I'm not that man. I'm the man he sent out here to investigate this Mars Corporation. And thanks to you, Skimp, my work is all done.
What's that? Investigate?
Yes, and on the evidence you have so obligingly given me, I now place you under arrest.
Arrest?
Arrest? Who's getting arrested?
Hey, Abner, you're alive.
Why, sure I am.
What did you get out of the rocket ship for?
I never got in it, Long. I've been over to the store getting my overshoes. Did I miss anything?